Well, hello and welcome, everybody. This is going to be an incredible show. I'm so glad you're tuning in. Today, I'm taking the road less traveled and exploring the heroes that are making a difference for all of us. So I asked myself, what does it mean to be a hero? Well, in today's society, we make heroes out of social media posters. We make heroes out of people that have had lots of tragedy in their lives. And, you know, I get it. I get that, you know, we want to acknowledge those folks, but I'm not sure they're heroes because in my dead world, to be a hero, you've got to be a person that has overcome your fears. You're acting in the good for all, not in just some righteous way, but in a way that embodies truth and courage and noble qualities. You know, to be a hero, you've got to give up what you think I believe is possible and take paths that are unpopular. And that's exactly what some of my guests today have done. Today, I have Polly Tommy, the co-producer with Robert Kennedy Jr. of Vaxxed 2, and she's also the producer of Vaxxed. And I also have social media advocate Peggy Hall on my show. And we're going to be talking about the issues that are really important today to you. There's a lot going on in the world right now. There's a lot coming down the pipeline that you may or may not know about the vaccinations and about what's going on in your local state. So today is the day that we're going to talk about this and really empower you to be able to take new actions, to be able to take, first of all, protect your family, protect your life, but most importantly also protect the freedoms that we all have earned as Americans. So that's what the show is about. Take a quick break and then I'll come back and we'll introduce our guest.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Well, welcome back. Today, my show is called The Courage to Be a Hero, and I have my first hero on the waiting in the wings right now. Her name is Polly Tommy. She is a film producer who's known for Who Killed Alex Spordalkis in 2015, Vaxxed from Cover Up to Catastrophe in 2016, and Vaxxed 2, The People's Truth. She's an author. She's the founder, editor-in-chief of the world's preeminent autism magazine, The Autism File, and the co-founder of the Autism Media Channel. And most importantly, Peggy Tommy is the mother of Billy Tommy, whose vaccine injury story was prominently featured in Vaxxed from Cover Up to Catastrophe. Polly, welcome to the show.
Thank you for having me, Ken. It's nice to be here.
You know what I loved about us talking in the green room today is that we're not going to be doing the science today. What we're going to be talking about is the heart today. And some of the stories that got you to the place where you went, I've got to go out and create some real social awareness about what's going on with vaccinations. And you know, where'd you start? What happened there? What was the motivation? I know it was your child, but what happened there?
I think it's really important to say, first of all, because I am so sick of being of us all being labeled these crazy anti-vaxxers. And some people are anti-vaxxers, and I wish I could label myself that. But you have to know this. Me and millions of parents around the world did vaccinate our children. Many of us were pro-vaccine, or the majority of us, in fact, just believed that doctors had our best interest of us and our children at heart, and we were doing the right thing by vaccinating through the media and all the advertisements and all the doctors telling us that this was the best way forward. So we were parents who wanted to do the best for our children, and we did vaccinate. So that's hugely important. And we're now what's called ex-vaxxers. So the other side love to say, crazy anti-vaxxer, Polly Tommy. I mean, come on, I wish I was. My children wouldn't be injured. I wouldn't be sitting on your show right now. So I was extremely pro-vaccine. I believed that all these doctors had the best interest of my children. I took my children faithfully on time to do exactly the schedule that they told me my children needed to do. And my son, my middle child, Billy, at 13 months, went for his measles, mumps, and rubella shot. That's the only vaccine that he had that day. And by that evening, he was unconscious, having a seizure. We rushed him to hospital. The hospital said they were the ones, the white coats at the hospital, that told us it's a common reaction to his vaccine. So don't worry, he's going to be fine. Take antibiotics, take drugs. And he wasn't, and he never was. He only lived 13 months of his life as God intended him to have after that brain injury. He's brain injured now. He's doing very well, but he's brain injured. And that, when I started speaking out about this subject and talking in radio interviews years ago, they cut it out. And that's when I knew we have a problem here. I have to warn the parents. I do not want any parent to ever suffer the absolute heartbreak of your child being injured from a vaccine that you chose to give to your child because you thought it was the best thing. That's where my passion comes from.
Right. Well, you know, as we discussed in our family, we have four children that have been impacted in a very negative way with the vaccinations. And this all happened anywhere from 72 hours to a week afterwards. But one child ended up going into a coma and passing within 3 months. One child ended up with really heavy autism. And one child ended up with type 1 diabetes, and one child's ADD, ADHD, like very, very dysfunctional inside. Now, that was just our little family, and I don't think everybody gets those results, but I don't know. You've been around the country in this bus having 7,000-8,000 people signing that have been injured by vaccinations. Can you talk a little bit about that and what your experience is with that?
Yeah, and I have to tell you, the best education I've ever had in my entire life was in those 4 years on and off traveling around this country, America, England, Ireland, Scotland, Wales, New Zealand, Australia. We've done this. And the stories are the same worldwide. People, you need to know this. I went out on that bus with my passion of the MMR is a bad vaccine. The measles, mumps, and rubella, it's hurt so many people. But as I got out and spoke to the parents and listened to those parents, saw in their eyes the pain as they told their story of what happened to them when they did vaccinate, we learned more than ever. We learned the most important thing, and that's the undeniable health of the unvaccine, the vaccine-free. And that, my friends, includes the vitamin K that they give your beautiful baby at birth. That is a toxic mess. And so when you have an unvaccinated child that's just had the vitamin K shot or drops at birth, they're still sick. So those pure unvaccinated children are so super healthy. Sure, they get the cold. Sure, they get measles. Sure, they may get chicken pox, but they survive. And I can tell you that every single parent that is listening now that has an injured child from a vaccine would take their chances with measles, mumps, rubella, chicken pox, whatever they were inoculated their child and vaccinated their child against, over what's happened to our children now. It is, I think, the biggest medical lie ever told in the history of mankind. It's the biggest lie, is the lie of vaccines. And if you need to know for yourself, dump the science. The science is corrupt. It is more corrupt than you can even believe. The scientists behind it, the big pharma sponsoring the science, go and do the research yourself. And the best research that you can do is not on Google. It is not going to talk to your doctor. Visit the families that vaccinated and then stopped vaccinated and then had more children, because you will see the true vax-unvax study in those families. They're all across the world. And they will tell you that is the best, best research that you can do.
That's great. Well, listen, I got to take a quick, I got to take a quick break here, Polly. When we come back, I want to dive into VAX2 and the information there, and also what people can do proactively to be able to stop this from continuing. Yeah. So we'll take a break. We'll be right back.
All right.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
I'm a diabetic. I need to maintain healthy glucose levels so I can live normally and still enjoy my day-to-day life. Kirlin is a 100% natural supplement that helps me do exactly that. Kirlin promotes healthy glucose levels, energy, sleep, and proper body function. I try to make the right choices, but Kirlin keeps me controlled even if I indulge in a naughty treat here and there. It's how I plan to stick around for my family.
Get $20 off Kirlin. Visit KuraLife.com and use coupon code COURAGE.
Well, welcome back, everybody. Today, our show is called The Courage to Be a Hero. And in my opinion, Polly Tommy, who is my guest right here, is a hero. Her life's mission is committed to warning parents of the documented side effects of vaccines. And that's what we're talking about. Polly, Vax2, the movie. What's going on with that? Why did you create that? What's the information there that people will connect to?
Well, I mean, I have to give complete praise to the people who actually did edit and make it, which is Brian Burrows and Toby Tommy, but because I was very close to it. I've recorded thousands and thousands of stories of vaccine injury. And so the most important thing, again, was to us, was to warn the parents. They had to see what we've seen on the road. It was just night and day and same story around the world. Different languages maybe, but the same people saying the same thing. And you know what was the most horrific thing as well of this Vax tour was the amount of death. I did not know, I didn't think about it, but the amount of death, people dying from vaccines all over the world, countless babies, as many, many parents reporting their healthy, healthy baby had a set of vaccines and then would die and it would be labeled SIDS and they'd be told they're crazy because it's nothing to do with the vaccine. So many SIDS stories, it's unbelievable. And not able to find SIDS in the vaccine free, speaking to professionals, medical professionals would come to the bus around the world with the most amazing white coat qualifications because they always shout, you're not a medical doctor, Polly, you can't be saying these things. Well, we got the medical doctors, they came with their qualifications and they said the same thing, that this vaccine injury is real and the whole of the world is living in a massive lie of the lie of vaccinations. And most people living in fear. And if you think about when you go to the doctor and they say to you, if you don't take the HPV Gardasil vaccine, your child will die of cancer. They're saying this to the parents. If you don't have the measles, mumps and rubella vaccine, your child's going to be deaf for the rest of its life. And the stories go on of these things that the doctors say. It's lies. They're lies. And we know that because, again, we go back to the health of the unvaccinated. So you've got people rising up around the world. So you may be interviewing me now, but I'm telling you, there are millions and millions of Polly Tommies out there, men and women, that are standing up and shouting out in their organizations saying, this is what happened to us. And you've got the unvaccinated saying, look at our healthy children. Yes, they got sick, but they got over it like that. Our vaccinated children don't get over illnesses very easy. Lots of vaccinated children on medication. Your child tragically died. Your child is one of many, 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 many that have died from these vaccines. Teenagers, all the old people having their flu shots, many of them dying. But hey, they would have died anyway because they're old, right? And this is what we're being told. And it goes into the situation we're in now with the COVID thing as well. Much of what you're being told is untrue. And I blame the media. I blame the media massively. And that's why I'm so grateful to you and people like you that you go out and report the truth, because that's the key. We must, we the people, we must become the media and report the truth.
Well, yeah, you know, when I started this show, I said I'm going to pursue people that are courageous, that tell the truth. And, you know, the truth isn't always popular, but the truth will set us free as a nation, as an individual. And when, you know, how do we find truth? Well, we find it through the experience on the front line. And you are when you went around the country with the vaxxed bus, and you got how many signatures were on that, Polly?
Well, just under 10,000 at the moment. You've got to remember, every single story is either recorded by interview with myself or the hosts around the country, or they're written. So we have to actually listen to every single story that goes on that bus. So that's a tiny fraction, that bus, of the worldwide disaster of vaccines.
Wow. A tiny fraction. That's right. But what I guess my point is that when we are getting these kind of examples and getting this understanding from people that have gone through this, I'm wondering why you think we don't change. Why doesn't this happen? Why are we changing in England and the United States? What's going on? Or are we? Are we making strides to make it better? Doesn't seem like it to me, but I'm just a radio show.
Cut out a little bit. You're asking why the people are still vaccinating, why we're not changing this? Why we're
that's what I'm asking you. Yes.
Easy to answer, because they're living in fear. You live in fear, you can't think rationally. And fear is one of the biggest problems in this world. I must have lived in fear when I vaccinated Billy for the MMR. Why did I do that? I had measles. I was fine. I had mumps. I've had chicken pox because they told me he'd go deaf. Why do I even believe that? So you live in fear. When you live in fear, you act irrationally. And the media are consistently putting out these dreadful adverts saying, you will die if you don't do this. It's because of the anti-vaxxers, the dangerous people that don't wear masks and that aren't vaccinated. They're going to kill your child with their diseases. People then think, oh my gosh, it's on television, so it must be true. That doctor's wearing a white coat on television, on a billboard, on a radio.
Yeah.
So then people act on that through fear. And that, if you all stop living in fear and actually stop and think for a second, you won't be living with injured children. You won't be afraid of catching COVID with your ridiculous mask on. And on it goes. It's fear. I'm telling you, it's fear.
You know, I honestly don't think a person can think straight if they're watching the mainstream media on a consistent diet. I don't think you can think straight. I think what happens is you're being delivered these subtle messages and not so subtle messages that are really taking you down a path of what mainstream media wants you to hear. It doesn't necessarily mean that it's reality. For example, last night I watched a David Muir special that they did on the masks themselves, showing how the masks were leaking all over with infrared photography, right, when you had a mask on. But at the same time, the message was the N91 masks or whatever they are, they do work. That was their message, even though they're showing you that it's not working. So I think we get these mixed messages, but people tend to believe what the media is saying.
And also, let's not forget, it wasn't really that long ago that apparently we were all going to die from measles and no one was wearing masks then. We were all going to die of swine flu or whatever illness they were touting as the thing that was going to kill us. Why suddenly now? But anyway, I don't want to, that's your next guest is going to be talking about that. But also, isn't it interesting how COVID has actually got rid of measles, because where's all the measles epidemics that we were living with just before COVID came out? You've got to stop, people, and you've got to sit back and you've got to think, you know what? That doesn't make sense. And once you do that and start talking to educated people and listening to their broadcasts, you suddenly think, oh, yes, they had me again. And I'm not judging any of you, because I was the mother that vaccinated her children. So I was that person.
Yeah. Well, you know, and again, I agree with you. I'm not an anti-vaxxer. I like what you said. I'm just a person that is looking at what's the wisest and highest and best choice for my family. After doing the research, then I can make my own decisions. Once I learn what's in the different vaccinations, then I have different choices that I'll make, right? But if I'm just going on and believing that whether it be the government or the doctor or the next person that tells me this is what you do, without really doing the research and taking full responsibility, that's a big key for my body and for what I do put in, I think you're going down the wrong path. But now you didn't go down the wrong path. You trusted in the system. You trusted the doctors. You trusted this was the right thing to do. And I think a lot of people are really good natured. They love their doctors. They think their doctors are going the right way, but the doctors don't necessarily know.
Yeah, and also you've got to remember this. We all loved our doctors. I mean, I had a great relationship with my family doctor. He loved me. I would come in with my babies and vaccinate them. The minute I went back and said, look what's happened to Billy. He's had a seizure. He's really sick. Relationship changed. And the parents around the world will tell you this. If you even go into your family doctor, your pediatrician, wherever you are in the world right now, and you ask them, I'm a little unsure about this vaccine because it says on the side, it says one of the side effects is seizures, and my friend did have a seizure. What's your relationship change with your doctor then? And follow the money. Many of these pediatricians are getting paid for every vaccine that they give you or your family. And if they get a certain amount of vaccines in their clinic, they get some serious bonuses. And if they deny that, they're lying.
Okay. So I think you're right on with that. I know that a couple of years ago, I had a ski accident, and I went in to the doctor, and they did the MRI and X-rays and all that. But one of the things that doctor said is, well, you're real active. I think we need to give you a tetanus shot. And there was something in me going, I don't think so. But he was so persistent. You're out active, you know, you're picking, you're going to, hit a nail or something metal. You could pick up tetanus. I thought, oh, what the heck? So I did it. And I came home and I did the research. 8 people in the United States a year die from tetanus. Now, why was that pushed on me? I was furious at the time. And I was just like, why am I putting something in my body that somebody made up? You know, so I took responsibility for it. I blew it. But you know what? That's not right. And I agree with what you're saying. I think people are financially motivated to vaccinate. That's not okay.
Okay. And we've got big problems ahead, people. This COVID vaccine that's going to come out, and they are going to come and try and vaccinate you with it. That's going to happen. You must say no. You must do your research on that. This is is the most dangerous thing. I shouldn't even call it a vaccine. It is the most dangerous thing that is about to hit mankind around the world. And I'm telling you, as a mother to another mother or a parent or anyone listening right now, you must do your thorough research on this, because when you know what's in it, you will not want to give it to yourself or your child, because it's going to kill a lot of people. And I really don't care who I'm up against on this. This is the truth. And you must do your research. And they're coming after you with the flu vaccines as well. So please know. And for the vegans watching, you do know that they're grown on dog kidneys now, these flu vaccines, okay? So really do your research. Know what you're putting into your body. I didn't do it, and I have disastrous results here. So please don't be like me. Do your thorough research.
So speaking of research, where should they go for the research? I think one of the ways to go for the research is Vaxxed too. I think that's a really great place for people to start, because you've interviewed some of the top scientists and top advocates in the world and the people that have some wisdom around these vaccinations. That's where I would start, vaxxed2.com. Go there. Where else can we go?
Okay, so I cannot recommend enough childrenshealthdefense.org. This is Bobby Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr.'s organization, childrenshealthdefense.org. They have years and years of factuals, all your scientific stuff, if that's what you need. Plus, they do shows every week. They're getting bigger and bigger, and they have got your back. If you're afraid or you need knowledge or you need help, they're setting up organizations around the world. And even if you just join them while we get through this crazy time in this world, join childrenshealthdefense.org. They are leading the way. I know you all have other organizations. They have a Unity page there. Go and join with your organization, this childrenshealthdefense.org, because we have to band together and unite while we get through this. We are more powerful as a team, and we are bigger than the dark side. So we are going to do this. We're going to fight with everything we've got so that our children do not get hurt. And most importantly, we have to protect the unborn, the future. If we don't act, rise up, and join together, we are doomed in the future. We already have a bleak future ahead with the injured, like my son. There's millions and millions of injured people. When we die as parents, who's going to look after them? So let's put the future right. Let's have nature take back what we're supposed to be, and let's fight this as a team. So please join childrenshealthdefense.org.
That's awesome. Well, Polly, thank you so much for being a guest on this show and sharing your wisdom with us. I know that when we band together, all of us, when we start to get the truth out, the truth will set us free. But it takes courage, and you're a courageous lady, Polly. I hope you'll come back again and again so we can just get this message out again and again. People need to hear it on my station and all the larger stations out there so that we can make a difference in this world. Thank you again for being here. I really appreciate
thank
it.
You.
And tell Toby thank you too for putting this together. And it was great to meet Toby. I didn't know he was the producer. I should have known that.
He's my son. Do you know he's my son? He's my youngest son.
And I do know that. I do know that he's your son. So
the best education children can get is to get involved in this. Get involved. All your children.
Awesome. All right. Well, listen, we're going to be right back. And when I do come back, I'm going to be talking to Peggy Hall. Peggy's an advocate in Orange County who is making a difference in the world in big ways. We'll be talking about that. Specifically, there's a new bill out called SBA 99 in New York City. I'm going to give you a little insight on that. I'm not sure if Peggy knows about that one, but we'll ask her. We'll be right back.
To make a difference? Do you need results? Wasabi Publicity is the perfect PR team to help you take your message to the next level. Recognized by PR Week and Good Morning America for innovative practices, Wasabi works with authors, speakers, and organizations committed to doing good in the world. Wasabi believes conversations change the world. Stories you share shape how you think, feel, act, and how you experience life. Ask yourself if your website, social media, and PR coverage reflect the stories you wish to share in the world. Are you making the difference you want to make? Do you have the results you wish to have? Kendi Foster, Voices of Courage radio show host, says Wasabi is the best in the business, period. Schedule a complimentary PR consultation with Wasabi CEO Drew Gerber at publicityresults.com.
Well, welcome back to the show. Listen, I want to give you a shout out to one of my sponsors. They're called Women's Wisdom. And this is an organization that has been assisting women business owners to not only grow their businesses, but to grow their lives too since 1991. They have programs and celebrity speakers that will help you to really shift your thinking, shift the way you are showing up in the world, and take your business to a level that you never thought possible. If that's of interest to you, I encourage you to visit womenswisdom.net. Again, womenswisdom.net. All right. Yeah. Okay, we're back. Name of the show is The Courage to Be a Hero. And before I get to my guest, I did want to give a quick shout out to a couple of my networks. One of the networks is UKHealthRadio.com, UK Health Radio. Also, talkradio.nyc, Talk Radio New York City. And also, I'd like to talk about Podopolo. They are the first gaming podcast group in the world, and they're also putting our show out there in those networks. So thank you all for doing that. And if you are tuning into our show and you really like what you're hearing, I encourage you to give us a like on Facebook, subscribe to our YouTube channel, and also let your friends and family know. You can get all of our replays at voicesofcourage.us. That is voicesofcourage.us. All righty. All right. So my next guest here is coming up on the show, and you know, somewhere I've got her bio here, but you know what? If I don't find it, it doesn't matter, because I've been watching her and watching everything she's been doing. Peggy Hall is an advocate in Orange County. She is single-handedly making a difference. Didn't you have, Peggy, I think she had success here where you got the freeway signs basically taken down in the state of California, where they were telling everybody to wear masks and isolate and all kinds of weird stuff. Those signs were never meant for that, Peggy. Thank you for doing that. Thank you for being here on the show. Let me just ask you, how'd you get involved now? And you went from being a teacher in English and at the colleges, and now you're an advocate. What happened?
Well, hey, Ken, I wanted to let you know that I actually got those freeway signs down across the country.
Oh,
that's because of the Healthy Americans. So I'm an activist, and what I do is I activate people. So I encourage and I empower, and I actually get them to take the action, because the only thing I complain about are complainers. And if you only focus on what your results are, you want to focus on the action that you take. You can't just focus on the results. And I'll talk about my background and some other results that we got here. I actually have been involved in politics my whole life. I have a bachelor's degree in political science and a master's degree in international relations. So I have always been interested in different societies, different cultures. I've lived around the world, and I am curious as to how societies are organized and by what authority someone can tell you what to do. I've always had a strong sense of justice and what's right and wrong. And in the early days, I wanted to be an attorney. And I took a little detour after my grad school, and I went to Morocco in the Peace Corps, and that's where I became an English teacher. And I love being a teacher. I've been a teacher for 30 plus years at all levels of education, business consultant, communication skills, all of the above. And I'm also a health educator. So for the last 20 years, I've run health retreats. I was the first person to put yoga and surfing together in it popularized through my Yoga for Surfers instructional videos. And so I am all about elevating your physical, emotional, spiritual, intellectual well-being. So when all this came out, Ken, I rolled up my sleeves. I put on my researcher's hat, because I've done a lot of research and writing and articles and media over the last 20 plus years. And I thought, I want to get to the bottom of this. And I did. So I put out the first video, to my knowledge, that actually exposed the fact that here in California, come to find out in every state of the union, there is no state of emergency. And there never was. The numbers never provided any evidence for anyone dying in the hospitals. And a state of emergency can only be called when it threatens to overrun the resources that are available in the state. It does not give a governor unfettered powers to tell you or me what to do. No health officer actually has the legal authority to institute and impose any whole health order.
I love that. So then why the masks? Why the masks when I'm still walking into Albertsons or Vons or Home Depot or Costco and they got the mask police at the door? And, you know, I walk in and then I usually either take it off or take it down. But, you know, why are we going through this still? What is this about then?
Yeah, well, you don't have to do any of that, Ken. There's no law that says you have to wear a mask. They're trying to make a law. They're trying to make a law in New York on the transportation, you know, subway, because they actually know that it is against the law. So laws are intended to protect us and protect our freedoms. And no individual has to wear a mask unless they're comfortable doing so. You don't have to wear one on your job. You don't have to wear one into a store. Now, I may have been the person behind getting rid of the mask mandate in Orange County, California. And I know the governor watches my videos because he came out after several of my videos saying, hey, look, you can't make a law. You can't mandate this. And he finally came out and said, I can't mandate this. There is no law in California. There is no law from the that's on the books that requires you to wear a mask. I just want to say,
I got that, but can individual companies like Costco or Albertson, or is that discrimination? What is this? What's going on here? Can they require you before you shop at their store to wear a mask?
Well, can they require someone in a wheelchair to stay outside and have someone else shop for them? They can't do that. Could they require an elderly person to sit outside because they're afraid that they might slip and fall inside their store? No, Costco can't do that. Could Costco tell me that because I have blonde hair and I'm 5'3" that I'm not allowed to shop? No, that is no different than me coming in without a mask. We have something called we've got an irrevocable license to enter any place of public accommodation. No store may make a policy or enforce a policy that violates the law. That would be like saying I could go to Costco and pick someone's pocket because Costco's policy said I could, or I could go to Walmart and engage in fist fights because Walmart's policy says it's okay. That's as ridiculous as making someone in a wheelchair stay outside while someone else does the shopping because the wheelchair is too big, it's too bulky, it's dangerous, you might run over someone's foot, it might scare other people. No, none of those things exist because we are protected by our civil rights laws. And my goal is, I actually call myself a mask advocate, and I'm not about the mask, I'm about civil rights. And the mask is a very visible evidence of that. And I want to follow up on your previous guest, Ken. This is why I'm doing the mask, because coming next are the tests, which are completely unlawful. No one has to submit to a COVID test to keep their job. And if you need help with that, please see me at my website. I have remedies for you. And I put my foot down at the mask because I will never be tested. I will never wear a mask and I will never get a vaccine. And if we give up and give in and give over our rights on the mask issue, it's going to make it that much harder to step back when the vaccines are rolled out.
Okay, so I'm gonna challenge you as soon as I get back from this break, but I want to challenge you to the wording that we need to say when I walk into Costco and they say, I'm sorry, you can't come into our store, you don't have a mask. What do I do? Because I'm courageous. I will go do what I need to do. So I want to talk to you about that when we get back. All right, we're going to take a quick break.
There comes a time when you know you need to restart and regain control of your life. A time to seek freedom from the anxiety, addiction, and other issues that may be bringing you down. A time to heal and reemerge as the real you. Villa Kalima is a holistic residential recovery program exclusively for women for individualized treatment. Villa Kalima offers proven clinical and holistic therapies for the mind, body, and spirit to assure sustainable recovery. Villa Kalima focuses on healing the cause, not temporarily masking symptoms. It's the only way to truly recover and find yourself again. Villa Kalima is located in a beautiful, peaceful, resort-like setting and is a licensed and accredited residential treatment center accepting a variety of health insurances. Start your healing and renewal today by calling Villa Kalima in La Costa, California at 760-814-8214. 760-814-8214. Villa Kalima, a place for transformation.
Hi, Ken D. Foster here. If you have a dream to create a wellness product, I'd like to tell you about JBK Wellness Labs. They are a respected contract and white label manufacturer who helps entrepreneurs and companies develop and bring to market dietary supplements, hemp-based CBD products, plus personal care and beauty product lines. JBK Wellness products can be found on the shelves of Neiman Marcus, Whole Foods, Urban Outfitters, CVS, Ritz-Carlton Hotels, Four Seasons Hotels, and multinational direct selling companies. JBK Wellness Labs will walk you through each step from concept through finished product. If you'd like to take your next step in getting your product to market, then start your project today by going to jbkwellnesslabs.com or just Google JBK Wellness Labs.
Welcome back. So happy you joined us. My guest today is Peggy Hall. She's the founder of The Healthy American. She's an educator for over 30 years, and she inspires and empowers others to make positive waves of change, which we're doing today. So I'm going to challenge you. I need a positive wave of change when I go to a Costco store and they tell me in California, hey, you can't come in without wearing your mask. What shall I say to that wonderful, beautiful mask police at the door?
First of all, you don't just show up. I always recommend that you call in advance and you say this magic phrase. And if you can't call in advance, you can still use this magic phrase when you show up somewhere on the spot. Are you ready? I want you to memorize it, or you can write it down.
I'm ready. I'm ready to go. I let me get my pen and paper here. I'm going to memorize it. Okay. All right.
What accommodation do you have as required by law for those who cannot wear them? What are the accommodations?
What are the accommodations you have as required by law for those who can't wear a mask? You can say for those who don't wear a mask or those who won't wear a mask, but that's the phrase, because these stores are required by law to make an accommodation. Now, listen, unless you're in a wheelchair and there's a set of stairs and they're going to give you you can take the elevator or a ramp, that's an accommodation. But if you are a regular healthy American, as I call them, without wearing a mask, and you want to show up in a business, a bank, a hotel, a restaurant, chocolate shop, jewelry store, gym, what have you, even if it's a membership, these are called places of public accommodation. And they must, by law, give you free and equal access to all of the facilities and services, period. Now, if you, and I like to use the wheelchair example, because my brother-in-law was in a wheelchair for 12 years, and I understand how difficult it was for him to get around. And that's why in California, the doors have to be wide enough for a wheelchair to go in. If we went to a hotel, he would get the booking on the bottom floor, so he didn't have to have the stairs. So those were accommodations, because being in a wheelchair did prevent him from going in certain places or on stairs and so forth. But those of us that are not in wheelchairs, we do not need to wait outside while someone shops for us. So number one, you call in advance and you ask that question. You ask that question of your dentist, of your doctor, wherever you're going. Number two, Costco in particular, I have a letter from the CEO on my website. And the letter clearly states that you do not need to wear a mask unless you are comfortable doing so. So you bring these documents with you. You don't say a word after that, and you point to the document and you have the clerk read it to you. If there's any trouble, you ask for the manager in charge of that location. You don't fight and argue with the clerk. You get the person who is in charge of the facility. And when you get my two-page document, after you sign up for the newsletter, How to Shop Mask Free, it will tell you, I've got about 10 points what how to prepare and what happens if they refuse you. And I want everyone to follow those points very carefully, because no one should be denied service at a place of public accommodation in any state, in any place. We are protected by law and our entry is enforced. We have the ability to do so.
On your website, or I was following you for a while. I wanted to know what you're up to before I got you on the show. And I was looking at Civil Code 50 in the state of California, which I think is the one that says basically you can't discriminate against anybody in the state Civil of California.
Civil Code 51.
51. Okay. Thank you for qualifying that. So code 51. And then I think at one point you were recommending going to the like Albertsons and look up their policy on discrimination so that you had that too. But now it's a different thing. You've up-leveled that. I like this. So we just follow what Peggy says here. My audience, follow what Peggy says. What is your website, by the way? And where do they sign up for the newsletter?
So go to www.thehealthyamerican.org. Make sure you put in the word thehealthyamerican.org, not .com. And you sign up there. You can see the tab that says newsletter, or there will be a link right from the get-go. I've got lots and lots of information. And you know, Ken, what sets me apart from the other activists is I don't just complain. And I don't go to rallies on people's front yards, and I don't call for people's resignations, and I'm as passionate as the next person, but people have told me that I'm the only one that actually gives step-by-step advice, and everyone else on YouTube and Facebook and Instagram and Twitter, they complain a lot and they have outrageous videos of what has happened, but when it comes to getting help, there's nothing on the website and there's no step-by-step, and I actually give you all the step-by-step, and so we take action. We got the freeways, those highway signs down across the country. We also got the governor to issue a document, and it's called the California Playbook. It's on page 27. And this document in black and white says to businesses, stop harassing the patrons. It says that no employee should approach someone without wearing a mask. You leave them alone. If anything, you accommodate them. You don't harass them. And you should not harass your fellow coworkers who are not wearing a mask. It is in black and white from the governor's desk as of July 28th. Friends, family, countrymen, there is no reason to wear a mask if you are not comfortable doing so. It's easier than you think. Here's another thing, Ken. Some people tell me they just walk into a store without a mask. Mm-hmm. For a few seconds, they turn around and they walk out. It's their training wheels. They don't have to feel that there's going to be a confrontation at the checkout counter. They walk in, maybe next time they go up an aisle and down the next. They're showing their beautiful, bare, God-given face and beautiful smile. They're inspiring others. And I also have cards that people can hand out to businesses. I have cards that people can hand out to other shoppers to inform them and educate them. I'm all about education. Educate them on their rights. Listen, you want to wear a mask? Be my guest. I've never spoken really about the science of it. My goal is about your rights, your freedoms, and to exercise those.
Well, that's one thing I love about you. You're not necessarily anti-mask. You're just pro-choice, right? It's just like, let's have a choice here. I can choose to wear mine. You can choose to wear yours. I can choose to mine, take mine off. I think that's a good message. Let me ask you about, I don't know if you had time to look it up or know anything about Senate Bill 99 in New York City. Did we have any time to check that out at all? Are you aware of that bill coming through?
Yes, and in fact, I will tell you something, Ken. You may not be aware that there already is a similar law in California.
That's what I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you that. If you know the Senate bill, that we can look that up.
Oh, it's not. This is not a Senate bill that I'm talking about. This is a law that is on the books in California, and I will read it to you. And it is Health and Safety Code 120140. So 120140. And I have this memorized because it says that upon being informed by a health officer of any contagious, infectious, or communicable disease, the department may take measures as necessary. Now, that's an important word, and that's what we are fighting in court. There are many lawsuits, and I'm going to be involved in a blockbuster case coming up. basically to get rid of these egregious laws. And listen to this, Ken. To that end, the health department may take possession or control of the body of any living person.
That's outrageous. That's just wrong. It's outrageous. This is a fascist type of law. Yeah.
Yes, I will be exposing this in great detail. And the reason I bring it up is because this proposed law in New York is getting all of the attention and information while people are asleep at the wheel here in California. This has been on the books since 2019. Isn't it interesting that a lot of these laws in California came on the books in 2019? Isn't it interesting that all of the health officers got their positions in early 2020? Isn't it interesting that health officers, not only in California, like our state health officer resigned, they are resigning in droves in Ohio, in Hawaii, the entire slew of these health officers and health and human services individuals have resigned. In Orange County, where I live, there have been five or seven people that have been shuffling in and out of positions between Cal Optima, which is our government health insurance, and then the health department. So in my view, a lot of these individuals are just placeholders. They were put into place to enforce these egregious, outrageous, unlawful measures. I'm only going to call them measures because they are not lawful laws. And then they conveniently resigned. They got their golden handshake. They probably are going to get another job somewhere, or maybe they're going to retire. I hope that they have a conscience and they quit because they don't want to go to prison. I have put out the call, Ken, for healthy Americans across this great country, and I have gotten email after email from people that have told me the same story of local health officers resigning, of new ones being put in right before this nonsense that has been imposed upon us. And so many of these individuals also have ties to the CDC, and the CDC is the body that needs to be sued because all roads.
I love it. Well, listen, I'm just about out of time here. I want to ask you one final question, Peggy. What is your message to the world today? What's your message? What do you want people to know? Like, you know, what is this?
I have a couple of messages here, Ken. And at The Healthy American, we are all about connection. You need to stay connected. One of the tools of the enemy is division. The antidote to division is connection. Hop on board at thehealthyamerican.org. We are creating Healthy American meetup groups in every single county, in every state in this country. This is an initiative I have never heard of. We are creating the infrastructure right now. You will be able to meet people face-to-face in your county that are other healthy Americans. So that's connection. Number two, education. Read, learn, investigate, research. If you are not educated, you are ignorant of these laws, and ignorance and deception are other tools of the enemy. And number three is action. Action is more important than the results. Action precedes motivation. Your show is called Voices of Courage. Don't wait to feel courageous before you take action. Courage is a side effect. Courage is a result of your action. And I will show you how to do that step by step when you hop on board at The Healthy American so that you can be encouraged, inspired, and empowered to take action. And that is going to lift you out of despair.
Peggy, I love it. Thank you so much for being on the show. I hope you'll come back and give us that message again, maybe later in the year or early first part of next year. That'd be awesome. Love to have you back on the show. That was powerful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Ken.
All righty. So listen, for the rest of you, I would love to let you know that if you want to change, you really want to change, Peggy had it right. You got to take action. Action is, like she said, speaks louder than words, but action is what helps us to transform who we are into who we want to become. I also have a book out there. It's called Courage to Change, and you can get that book right now. You can pre-order it. We have a book launch coming up in November, and it's CourageToChange.us, CourageToChange.us. I hope you check it out, because what I've done is I've collected the wisdom of the ages. I've put it in that book. It took me about 6 years to write that book. I've put it in that book. So every day you can drip on your mind some wisdom, some courage, some understanding, and also some specific questions to help direct your mind in the direction of creating the life of your dreams. a healthy, balanced, fit, joyful life. Isn't that cool? So I hope you check it out, CourageToChange.us. I'm always interested in what you have to say. If you want to follow me on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram or all the other social media platforms, I encourage you to do that. Send your questions and comments to viewer@voicesofcourage.us and just have a blessed day. You know, but like Peggy said, take action. Don't leave an incredible radio show like this that you don't take action immediately in your life. If you do, your life will get better and better. Till next week, stay courageous.